Ashaholics. I am your host, Ash Hollywood, not Ashley. Brought to you by the good people at JulieLand.com, Richard Avery included, who will be co-hosting me today. We are sitting here from some distant planet again in the JulieLand universe, looking at the wonderful starry view.
The planet of Ash.
The planet of Ash. Where it's all about me.
It's sunshine.
It's not actually all about me, Richard. My guests today are Kendall Carson and Annie Cruz. I'm very happy to have these two ladies with me because they are also with me on Vivid Radio, SiriusXM 102. My show is on Mondays from 6 to 7, Tap That Ash, and that's Pacific time. It's 9 to 10 Eastern time. Annie, tell me about your show again.
My show is every Tuesday from 7 to 8 Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. It's called The Dirtiest Girl in the World.
And she is the dirtiest girl in the world.
No arguments here.
You have to tune in and I'll tell you why.
We're not going to argue. I'm going to believe you.
She'll remind you every single week. And I have Kendall here. Kendall, this is the first time we're hearing about your show on Ashaholics. Yes,
that's right. So my show is called Deep Penetration with Kendall Carson. It's every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 10 Eastern. So we bring on like starlets and other members of the adult industry and mainstream celebrities, and we interview them about, you know, their favorite things and sexiest, dirtiest sexual
fantasies.
Have
you interviewed Dave Navarro yet?
He's going to be on soon.
I'm going to call in on that one.
You should.
Hey, Dave, I think I'm the only person you haven't fucked.
Oh, Dave Navarro.
So yeah, just so fans can get to know, you know, like their favorite stars and people on a more intimate, personal level.
Who do you have upcoming do you know your hosts or guests? You are the host. Do you know your guests the rest of this month?
Last week we just had Bria Bennett and Abigail Mack. And this week we're going to have on Jennifer Best and X-Biz.
Nice.
Wait, Bria Bennett?
Bria Bennett, one of my favorite fucking girls
around?
To work with. She came back into the industry, I think, in March.
Oh, wow.
She's amazing.
She was the first year of JulieLand.
Oh, really?
Amazing.
Maybe had you such should a crush have her on back. Her.
Yeah, me too.
I had such a crush on her when I met her. She was just so cute.
Like,
I had amazing photos of her.
An epic scene. We were like fucking on and off camera. It was great.
She's a great girl.
That doesn't happen a lot with girls. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I like that a lot. I didn't
know she was around.
And we know all about Annie's show.
Annie, who did you do on your show? Have you had sex on your show?
Who are you having sex with on your show next week?
Well, let's see. I've done two shows so far. First show I had Ella Darling on because since my show is Dirtiest Girl in the World and I start the show off with a story that's happened in my life that's pretty fucking filthy, whatever, I like to bring guests that can share stories with me. For example, Ella, I've never done a scene with her. We've only fucked off camera. When we've met at AVN, like we met one other time prior to AVN, and she like posted on Twitter, "I'm looking for a date to take me to go see Penn and Teller," whatever. So I was all butched out in my fucking metal outfit. She was all femme in her little corset dress, whatever. So we like went on a date. And, next thing I know, we're in the elevator. She shoves me up against the wall and we start making out. And I'm like, I like where this is going. So, you know, we proceed to the show.
I just wonder, is there anything you haven't liked?
No. And next thing I know, she's inviting me back to her hotel room. And we go back to her hotel room. She like tries to see where she can take it. She challenges me by saying, "I bet you can't make me squirt." And I'm like, yeah, "You like, really don't want to."
You just told Annie fucking Cruz.
That's the way I am. Don't ever dare me.
Yeah,
don't ever fucking dare me.
Because she'd never squirted before, and I shoved my fingers in her pussy, and she came squirting like within 30 seconds to a minute, and wouldn't stop all night long. We were going at it till like 5 in the morning, and then went home on like lack of sleep driving home. But yeah, so she was
dehydration.
Pretty much.
The term we call that is. Friends of mine back in the day, we used to call that monkey sex.
Monkey sex.
Yeah, because like, you're climbing all over each other.
Exactly. I mean, she's very submissive too. Like, I was choking her and kind of like the other night. But anyways, the other night's a whole different story. We can talk about it later. So I had her on the show to share this story. This is just an example of like what I want to do when I bring people on my shows. If it's some, for example, next week's show, I'm going to have Lily Cage. She's like a gold star lesbian porn performer. Mm-hmm. And she and I almost got arrested at AVN for public sex. We had...
Wasn't I in this mix?
I don't
know.
This
was 2 years. Wait, 2 or 3 years ago.
This was 2011. Basically,
I was there. I was on the floor with you.
Yeah, there was fisting and squirting going on, and like the Venetian security came surrounding around.
This was the year that I met Richard Avery, and I actually
you did?
Right before this moment happened, I just met Dave Navarro.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I see Annie on the floor, and we're drinking, and there was that makeup artist. I can't remember her name. It starts with a T.
I can't remember.
It's not like Tanya or something. Taryn or something like
something,
that?
Something. I don't even remember.
I don't even know that she works in makeup in this business anymore, but Annie grabs the nearest girl, which happened to be Lily. Which happened to be Lily Cade, and they're going at it on the slot machines next to the circle
exactly.
bar in the Venetian.
I have video of that. I have video of us on the, against like the that. Slot machine choking and just being really feisty with each other, but then we went from the slot machine chair to the floor.
To the floor.
I just said, screaming, jackpot!
Meanwhile, the makeup artist is making out with me feverishly, and she's got my tits out, and security like sees us out of the corner of her eyes, and I'm like, yo, guys, security, security.
Well, this is what, I don't remember much, except for like bits and pieces.
Just like I was blacked
out. And I asked Lily, I was like, okay, did I fist you? And she's like, no, because no, okay, here's the story with me. My vagina is way tighter than my asshole, okay? That's just...
Sounds like a lot of
girls way
I
things
know.
Are with my body. if there's certain guys in the porn industry where I'm like, you're just way too big, you're going in my ass only, like, you know, that's happened a lot.
Sounds like Phoenix.
And so when I was asking Lily before, because I asked her to come on my show, I was like, I'm trying to remember because I'm trying to put this in my notes. I was like, did I fist you? Or she was like, no, I'm pretty sure I fisted you. And I'm like, okay, I must have been really drunk because there's no one can fist my pussy. You know what I mean? I must have been really fucked up. But yeah, there was like squirting. But then here's the funny part. Like, security came and didn't do shit. It was when the cop showed up.
No, I ran when security came. And apparently, because I ran into Lily after, I was like, what happened to you guys?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, the cops came. But I just played dumb porn star. And I was like, but I thought what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And they believed her.
So. They asked her. According to her, she told me that they were asking about the other girls that were there or whatever. And like me, for example, because I bolted, apparently. I don't remember that, but I bolted.
No, we bolted at the same time.
And she was like, I just met her tonight, officer. Like, I don't know where she's staying or whatever. You know what I mean? And I guess Lily blew up my phone. And at this point, I'm like completely obliterated because I ended up in somebody else's hotel room with two guys and another girl having a four-way.
Ignorance is
bliss. After all of that shit went down, I ended up in somebody else's room with a guy that I knew and a couple that was there for CES. Not even for the porn convention. And we're just having a fuck fest in the room.
Some guy, from
like,
Samsung.
Yeah, she's like blowing up my phone. Like, where are you? Like, scared for my life. Meanwhile, I'm in the same hotel having sex in another room with other people. Like,
Kendall, how many avians have you experienced thus far?
This will be my third one. So I'd only been in like 2 months for my first one. So it didn't really count.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah. No, it doesn't count.
The last one was awesome.
Kendall, have you fucked Ash?
We actually did.
Wait, we did?
Just three
more times. Wow, I'm that asshole.
No, well, we didn't have like a one-on-one scene together. It was actually my first orgy. It was on Easter, and we...
The Easter orgy.
So
yeah.
You were fucking...
Okay, no.
You fucked
no, this
Easter
is true.
Bunny and then man out with her?
No, we had an Easter orgy scheduled for Hustler.
Mm-hmm. It was with Axel Braun.
It was for Axel Braun, but of course Axel wasn't fucking there for half the scene. I love you, Axel, and your passive directing. And yeah, no, I do remember
it
this.
It was like Billy Glide and Ryan Driller.
Katie Summers was there.
Leia Falcon.
Leia Falcon.
Yuri.
Annie
was there and you were there. I remember this now, yes.
I have not fucked her.
Nope.
We have Ash has had her hands inside me.
What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico. No.
Montezuma's Revenge has a whole new meaning.
Let's talk about this for a minute, shall we?
That is another story. But I did an instructional video for ISN with Annie Cruz. I think I told you about this.
Yeah.
They brought in girls who had never squirted before, and we had to teach them how to squirt.
Okay.
And apparently I'm pretty good at making girls squirt, even though I'm not so much of a squirter myself, and Annie Cruz is the best possible girl to have as your squirt model. So these poor girls look all cute and innocent like Kendall does sitting here, just bright-eyed and, you know, like in wonder of what's going to happen today.
Looks so deceiving.
And, right? And so these girls are sitting downstairs, and me and Annie go up to film our little segment, and I come down not looking the same. Like, my whole right side is drenched. And they're like, what happened to you, and I go, there. I made Annie squirt, and it went up and over my head. And they're like, what? Yeah. You can do that? I'm like, yes, you can.
Yeah. I've been, you know, I've been wet more than a few times from shooting.
I really want to know, do you have any crazy AVN stories? That's where all the fun happens every year, when all of us porn people get together and get horny and wasted.
It's a clusterfuck.
Unfortunately, I was in and out of a relationship, as you know, so I was kind of tamed down for a while.
Rule number one in porn, don't date a male porn star.
So now it's like,
don't date a male porn star.
So we're going to get your revenge for all of the times that you've been AVN suppressed, and Annie and I are going to steal you.
I love it. Let's do it.
Would you like hazing or something?
Yes. We're going to do it.
Okay, I'm all about squirting.
It's called rape.
It's not rape if you're willing. I'm just saying. And I'm actually really aggressive when it comes to girls. I'm a little more submissive when it comes to guys.
As you should be. As you should be.
One of my favorite things, we were talking about this with Bria on my show the other night. Like, I love going out and hunting for girls. Like, just
fuck yeah. Are you kidding
random
me?
Girls
we need to go
public.
Girl hunting.
We need to go girl hunting.
Did we just plan that night?
Or, like,
even
go on a cunt hunt.
A cunt hunt?
I love it. Yes, yeah. A cunt hunt.
A cunt hunt, yeah.
I know so many girls like that. I would say, like, I know so many girls that are so
I love it.
Because
I'm looking forward when it comes to women. I don't even give a fuck if we go out and I'm like, hey.
But wait, Annie, I haven't been to the Abbey yet. Let's just...
Oh, my God.
You live down the street from there. That was the first club I ever went to when I moved to LA.
We need to do a cunt hunt at the Abbey.
Yeah. Oh,
that
fuck yeah.
It's so easy. Yeah. It's like shooting
it really
fish
is
in a
easy.
Barrel.
Are you kidding?
The Abbey is crazy.
I was just at the Avicii concert, and I, like, found a girl to, like, flip there, and I was pretty stoked about it. And when I was in New York, I actually found this, like, Norwegian model that I brought home to my hotel. It was pretty fun.
That was the first story that I shared on my first show on Vivid Radio, actually. It was the time that I went to this... My ex was playing a punk show. He was headlining a show in Long Beach at Alex's Bar, and there was this chick, submissive as fuck. How in the fuck did I fall into this situation? I officially had more game than the entire band combined because she came prancing around to the stage like, any single guys over here? And I kind of turn around like, who the fuck is this groupie? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I turn around and it's this chick and she looks at me and we make eye contact and she's all like, or single ladies? Okay, since everybody's already heard this story, let me just fast forward. I ended up in the back seat of the fucking guitarist of the band's Jeep, fucking the shit out of this chick, choking the fuck out of her. And after all was said and done, she's like, I've never eaten pussy before. That was the first time I ever ate pussy. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Really?
Was she good?
She was good. She made me come with her tongue. And it's very hard for certain people to make me come with just their tongue. Like, sometimes I need fingers in there or a cock, whatever.
Or cash.
Yeah, she... But she fucking made me come with her tongue. Like, it was like such hot, passionate, fucking, like, rough girl fucking sex.
That was similar to my experience, too, in New York. Like, I had so much fun with it because I was with my photographer friend who actually, he's a mainstream photographer who convinced me to get into porn. And we were hanging out at this club or whatever. And he's like, see that girl right there? Like, I've wanted to fuck her for so long. I was like, game on, motherfucker. I bet you I can take this bitch home before you can. And he's like, no way. Like, she's never been with a chick before. So I'm like, oh, sweetie, let me take you to the bar and buy you a drink. And we get to talking. She's like, yeah, no, I've never been with a girl. Like, all my friends are prudes. I'm like, honey, you're in the hands of a professional. And I was like, listen, I'm a nice person, so you owe me one. So I let him join in with a threesome afterwards. But
nice.
I would have kept her all to myself. And I would have been like, you can watch
chick,
in the corner.
The fact
you
that
can
she
go
was
home.
She was trying to holler at the band at first. So I figured, okay, maybe we can turn this into a little fucking, you know, something. But once I got her in the car, she was like completely at my fucking, like, every, like, command or whatever. Because
I just want you to know I'm scared sitting next to her. Like, I'm, like, nervous right now. If anything happens, you better protect me.
Oh, no. Annie and I play hard.
Don't touch me!
Well, no, because when, like, after we started talking, she immediately, like, out of nowhere was all like, I'm really submissive. And I'm like, prove it. Get on your fucking knees. And she got on her knees right in front of me and bowed her head.
Oh, yes.
And was like, I'm learning to be a good submissive from this female dom. And I'm like, so I pulled her by her hair and I whispered in her ear, so does that mean you're going to do anything that I say? And she's all like, yes, ma'am. And I'm like, go to the bar, buy two shots of tequila, let's go. And she was wearing a dress, right? So I take her to the bar, and as she's ordering our drinks, I like start to fucking fondle her underneath her dress, under her panties, and I start rubbing her pussy. And then and she's like whispering in my ear. She's like, "Oh, I just want you to do whatever the fuck you want with me." And just to test her out, that's when I was all like I want to take her in the bathroom and just fuck her in the bathroom. But the show hadn't even started yet, and with my past of getting kicked out of places, like that,
see, I would have said, "Let's go back to my place, and you can do my laundry."
Well,
and my
we were
dishes.
Like in fucking Long Beach of all places, and that's when I was all like, "Dude, give me your car keys right now."
The only thing when you said Long Beach and punk rock show, it was like,
those are two.
It goes hand in hand. Yeah. Like, I was like, Long Beach punk rock show? I've probably been down there 100 times.
Probably.
Like, I just want to say that I'm really jealous because the only thing that I've ever gotten from the back of a Jeep is rug burn.
Yeah, exactly. Not surprised.
So, what stories should we make for AVN? Let's see. It takes place at the Hard Rock.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There are 3 bars at the Hard Rock, 2 circle, 1 square in the middle.
But first of all,
it's been a while since I've had sex in public, so I'm totally
planning out my game plan, okay? Yeah. I've got Annie Cruz here, and I've got this sweet little innocent thing that needs to make up for.
I look sweet and innocent. Like, I'm a fucking cum whore. Like, I love cum. That's my fetish.
She is a cum whore.
Tell me more about this cum fetish of yours.
Ash,
do you like the shooters or the dribblers?
Honestly, I really do appreciate and thank you so much for giving me this for my birthday today.
You're welcome.
You guys can all leave now.
Happy birthday, Rich.
No, it's so funny because like I used to do radio with Glenn King. I would co-host with him a lot, and he was just always so baffled. He's like, "You look so sweet and innocent, but I have a filthy mouth. I love like sloppy deep throat blowjobs. But for me, like my biggest turn on is cum. Like I'm a giver. I love giving pleasure when I'm like with a guy or whatever. And when a guy comes inside of me, like that's the best feeling in the world. And I love having a girl come in my mouth when I'm like eating her out.
That happened to me recently.
So I've only done girls and boys right now. I haven't even done a boy girl yet. I'm really excited for that.
Boy girls are like boy girls, but very quiet because there's always something in your mouth.
But see, I want to do like DPs and gangbangs like down the line. Like anal's a stepping stone for me just so I can do DPs.
If you need someone to teach you anal, I would be happy to oblige.
Well, thank you. I might have to take you up on that offer.
Anal training school. Anal training. With Annie Cruz. No, I really... What are some tips that you could give people out there that are curious about anal?
People have a misconception that they should be using butt plugs, which is really not that great because when you look at the way a butt plug is shaped, it like tapers at the bottom and all it does, all you're doing is just shoving something in there that once it slides in, it's not really doing much. So it's like for me, I think that people should just use a regular size dildo, like a glass toy that's not weirdly shaped. Mm-hmm. Something, if that's what you're worried about stretching out your hole, like me, anything just slides right in there.
So. Are you taking notes, Kendall?
But
I am.
But like for people that want to stretch their holes, I think you should just use a regular toy and go in and out with it and just stretch it a little bit, and that's fine. Just don't use a butt plug. You know what I mean?
Yeah, butt plugs only stretch out the in, not the actual part that you want to stretch out, which is the muscle on the outside.
Exactly.
And I mean, I've done like anal play, and I've done a couple girl scenes where they're anal with like big. Hunkin' dildos. I haven't done it with guys on camera yet.
My other concern for people that, you know, do anal is that a lot of people tend to think that they need to starve themselves before having anal sex because they feel like they're going to shiver. That's not the case.
No, you should eat lots of prunes. It's really good.
No.
Maybe some beans, no? You know, some spicy foods and stuff.
A burrito for breakfast. Yeah.
No, like for me, personally, it's just don't eat something that's going to give you the shits, period. Like, not to be gross. It's just the way it is. Like, eat something healthy, bada bing, bada boom. Like, as long as you clean your ash? Ass out.
Like ash?
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard some horror stories from my guy friends, though. I'm just like, what? Like, if a girl shit all over me, I would flip the fuck out. Like, I would.
I could tell you a story. I don't even want to. It's that embarrassing. No, not from me. Something happening to me, not me doing it.
We already had a
poop
story.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already have a poop story.
Oh, I'm not going to share this one.
We have 2 Cody. Of them now, actually.
A couple graphic
Christian
ones.
Told us his horror story as well.
I think Marcus London and Mick Blue have the 2 best, like, anal disaster stories that I've heard.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine. I remember Xander telling me a story about fucking his, he had this big crush on Shiloh Styles. I mean, who didn't like Shiloh Styles in the day? He loved her, you know, like big tits, blonde hair, whatever. So he finally gets to work with her after seeing this girl and, you know, as he was in college watching porn and all that. So he's so excited to work with her. And he comes into this anal scene and she's drunk. Which is already a really bad way to start off an anal scene.
Yeah, yeah. And alcohol and...
At one point during the scene, she jumps off of him, and there's a piece of old lettuce on his dick.
Oh, my God.
And that's just what did it in for him. Like, he just lost it after that. And she's like, what? You don't want to fuck me? You don't think I'm hot? And he's like, actually, chick, I can't. You just ruined it all.
Well, guys. Do you think it was from the Caesar salad the night before?
I mean, let us.
She's like, I was trying to eat healthy before my anal scene, so I had a salad. But the alcohol just, you know.
The alcohol just preserved it.
It just did something. I don't even know. I actually wrote a really fun blog about anal sex on Valentine's Day a couple years ago, if you check it out on my blog.
Oh, how fitting.
Yeah, I said, nothing says I love you like anal sex. It's true, that's what it's called. Yeah. It really for those who are curious about how to take it up the butt.
And where can we find that, Annie?
Memoirsofthedamned.com.
I love it. Where else can we find you?
AnnieCruz.com. And I'm on Twitter at AnnieFuckingCruz, FUCKIN. And of course, Vivid Radio every Tuesdays from 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time, 10 to 11 Eastern.
And that is the filthiest girl.
Dirtiest girl in the world.
Dirtiest girl in the world. I'm sorry.
I mean, filthy, whatever. Filthy, they're all the same.
Dirty, whatever you want to call her. And Kendall, what about you?
So you guys can listen to me on Vivid Radio 102 every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You guys can also find me on Twitter, Kendall Carson XO. That's KendallKarsonXO and KendallCarson.com.
And you can find her here because she's in. Well, she's
I'm keeping her here for a whole week, and I'm going to keep her in my closet.
I'm keeping her longer than that.
I'm okay with that.
She's going to be my sweet little sex slave. So
hey,
you
wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Like, what? Sharing's
caring. Shut up, girls. You never share.
No, I don't.
You already have like 20 sex
slaves. But we already come in this knowing that I don't share, so why are you still getting upset?
Sharing is caring.
It's okay, Richard. I'll share. Sharing is caring. Okay.
Sharing is caring.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Ashaholics. I am Ash Hollywood. You can find me at ashgirl.com or on Twitter at Ash Hollywood. And also listen to me at Vivid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 102. That's Tap That Ash. And you can find me on the eastern side. Well, I don't even remember what time.
9 to 10.
From 9 to 10. Yes, thank you. Bye, guys.